Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by his name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. We are a ministry that is devoted to promoting old-fashioned revival, which comes from the old-fashioned gospel. The old-fashioned gospel has fallen out of fashion these days, but it's not out of fashion with the Lord. And so we call people everywhere to get back to the Word of God, So much of what we hear today is a result of men drifting away from the Word of God and coming up with ideas that seem good, but have drifted. So it's time for us to get back to the Word, read the Word for ourselves. We have a challenge. We call it the 30-page challenge, and that is to read the Gospel of Matthew for yourself. You will find this book to be so inspiring. You'll find that it will renovate your spiritual life. It'll renovate your walk. It'll clear your head of all kinds of things that you've heard in the name of the Lord, but is not the Lord. Read the words of Jesus himself, and it will put your feet on the firm, hard path. It'll get you with your eyes straight, fixed on the city not made by human hands. It will get you on the straight and narrow path that leads to life. So take this challenge. Use this radio show as a good encouragement, as an instruction in the Gospel of Matthew. But our real goal is to drive everyone to read the Gospel of Matthew for themselves. The Holy Spirit is very able to accomplish his good work in us, all of us individually, as we sit before him and as we read the word ourselves. Today we are going through the Beatitudes, which is part of the Sermon on the Mount, which is found in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. Today we are going to focus on Matthew 5, verse 6, which is, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." In this short verse, we have the sum of what it means to be truly saved and regenerated. It's the defining element which determines our true state before God. Many polls have been taken across the U.S. and Canada that reveal an overwhelming number of people consider themselves to be Christians and to be saved. In fact, most Christians and even non-Christians think that they will go to heaven. Since this number is so great, are we to believe that virtually all the people in North America are destined for eternal glory when they die? The answer to that question is found right here in the Sermon on the Mount. It is found right here in the Beatitudes, where Jesus says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness." And what makes this to be the defining word of our true state before God? Well, it means if we don't hunger and thirst for righteousness, we are not of those blessed with eternal glory. Now, what does this mean to us? Well, it means that if we go to church or call ourselves Christians, but we don't hunger to be conformed to the character of Christ, that we have not truly met the Lord yet. If we have no longing to be free from sin and to be made new, the grace of God has not covered us. The grace of God only covers sins that we're sorry for, those that we repent of. God's mercy is without bounds and without limit to all who come to him humbly, sorry for their sins. For them, his grace is a bottomless ocean. We are forgiven without a trace of remembrance, and our sins are removed from us as far as the east is from the west. But where there is no sorrow for sin, there is no grace. Nowhere in the scripture does it teach that unconfessed sin is automatically forgiven. I know that there are some who are listening today who find it shocking to say such things. That's because in the past few years, it has very much fallen out of fashion to call people to repent of their sins. You'd be surprised how many people are shocked at our revival meetings and concerts because we openly speak about sin and we call people everywhere to get right with God. Remember, this is a revival ministry, and that's what revival is. Many are very glad to hear an old-fashioned call to a consecrated life. But if you have fallen under the influence of the latest wave which is breaking over the church right now, claiming that there is no need to repent of sin, past, present, or future, and that if we do, it's an offense to the grace of God, well, you need to seek the Lord earnestly, and you need to read the Gospels for yourself. Don't be deceived by any man's clever teaching. Go to the Word yourself. After all, it's your soul that's at stake, and the fancy preacher you trusted in will be nowhere in sight when you stand alone before the Lord. This verse, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied," is so pertinent to us because there are very many Christians today who engage in every type of worldly pastime without a thought of the sinfulness of many of these pastimes. It's kind of a North American cultural thing. They sit without blushing before the most ungodly entertainment. They are caught up in the pursuit of all the things of this present world. They engage in the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life. They have idols of all sorts set up in the temple, which should belong to Christ alone. They serve the gods of money, success, sports, comfort, and pleasure. They are caught up in the lustful stimulants that bombard us daily. If we, as Christians, live a lifestyle like this, and we don't feel the need to change, then we are not of those who are blessed. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger for righteousness. Blessed are those who long to be good." If you can sit in front of graphic, gratuitous violence and watch it for entertainment, you're more fit to be in the Roman Colosseum as a spectator than as a Christian. Would the Romans have found any evidence that you should have been thrown in with the lions? The spectators were there to enjoy the violence of watching humans ripped apart. Do you do that in your entertainment and your games? If so, then how are you any different from the spectators at the Roman Colosseum? If you feel no urge to depart from violent and depraved entertainment, how can you expect to be blessed? If you daily indulge in music that conforms to the world, Christian in name only, and you feel no desire to leave it behind, be afraid. There's no hunger or thirst for righteousness in you. If you are content in the world and don't see a need to change, even after you have made a profession of faith, your faith is a mere outward show. It has not even reached your heart yet. The evidence that the Holy Spirit is truly at work in you is that you have a hunger to become a new creature in Christ. You have a desire to do the things that please God. I am blessed to have been saved in a real revival. I'm the product of revival. I am a product of the Jesus movement of the 70s. It was a genuine move of the Holy Spirit because it produced in us a desire to leave sin behind. It created in us a hunger for what was right and good. No one taught us that. It was the Holy Spirit, and He was working in us the old-fashioned gospel, the gospel that changes lives. And I'm so grateful to have been around at that time, and it's my earnest desire to remind everyone, everywhere, that the purpose and the glory of Christianity is that we become like Jesus, that we allow the Holy Spirit to crucify the desires of the flesh, that we leave the world behind with all of its lusts and passions and attractions, and we seek after the pearl of great price. Not only are we willing to pay the price of selling all to obtain Him, we gladly pay it. We have seen the beauty of His character and long to become like Him. We are disgusted with the world, and like Lot, our righteous soul is grieved by the sin around us. This is the true work of salvation. This is the reason Jesus died for us, that He might become the first of many brothers. Now here's a word of encouragement for those who do have a hunger and thirst for righteousness and are struggling to hold on to Jesus. This word promises two wonderful things. First, it does not say, blessed are the righteous. It says, blessed are those who hunger for righteousness. That means His great mercy is extended to you, even if you simply have a desire to become a clean new person in Christ. If you have a longing to become like Jesus, even if you're stumbling and weak, you are precious in His sight. This is the great comfort for those who have a heart to draw close to Him and are grieved by how often they fall short. The second wonderful encouragement in this verse is that He says, for they shall be satisfied. This is the great, magnificent promise that we will ultimately be saved from our sinful desires, will be saved from the world, and we will be made perfect before Him. The greatest pleasure of those hungering and thirsting for righteousness is the joy of actually being free from sin. In this verse, He promises us this blessing. So take heart if you're struggling. Take courage if you've stumbled. The Lord has not cast you away, but tenderly cares for you and will pick you up, and you will be satisfied with the Lord. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, we come before You right now to ask that You would implant in us the greatest grace that the Holy Spirit ever bestows on mankind, and that is a hunger and thirst for righteousness. Lord, this is the work of the Holy Spirit that draws us to You. Holy Spirit, plant in us a desire to be conformed, to be like our blessed Savior. Help us to taste and see that the Lord is good, to look upon the beauty of the Lord and desire to be like Him. This is the great work of God. And once that desire is planted in us, then You fulfill it and You strengthen us to walk after You. Please forgive us for our worldliness, for our distractions, for our conformity to the world. Forgive us. Make us new creatures in Christ. Give us fresh garments of righteousness that we might be dressed and ready to meet You. Lord, make us new creatures in Christ. Help us to take the challenge to read your word ourselves. Help us to read the gospels and to be transformed by the power of the gospel. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this lesson. We thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Be sure to visit skiesrevivalradio.com, where you'll find many encouraging resources, including the first book of our Revival Begins With You series. It's called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door into Radiant Life, and it's available in hard copy or download. You'll also find Celtic Revival music CD and other uplifting materials there. We look forward to getting together with you again next week.
These radio programs are aired weekly throughout Northeastern U.S. and Canada, as well as all across the country on our Sky Family mailing list and on internet radio. It is a faith ministry, and they are supported only by the Sky Family and a little group of concerned Christians who contribute to the radio ministry. If you have been helped or encouraged or edified in any way, would you consider joining that small group to keep these broadcasts going out? It takes a lot of money to produce these programs and to get them out to those who can hear and be encouraged to begin the exciting adventure of personal revival. Your joining with us in this ministry would be a real blessing to many people. Because we don't deduct any kind of administration fee, every dollar you send goes directly to getting the gospel out into this dark world. So even a small donation goes a long way. If you go online and type in Skies Revival Radio, our homepage will come up. Somewhere on the page will be a donate button. If you click on that, you will find a number of ways you can join us in this important work. Or call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051. Or email us at tourmanager@theskies.org. If you can't afford anything, don't worry. You can still join our team by standing in the gap and praying with us week by week as the broadcasts go out. It takes a lot of money and a lot of prayer to have the gospel go forth through the media. Thanks so much for your help financially and in prayer. May God bless you.
This song is from the Sky Family. It is available as a download from the Sky Family website.